Spring is here and baseball is back.
You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.
He's a hometown kid who became a major league star. And now he's part of our broadcast family here in Atlanta. It's the Jeff Francoeur Show. Frenchie is only on The Fan, 680 and 93.7 FM.
He joins us each and every Tuesday on the Hobson and Hobson Newsmaker line. He is Jeff Francoeur. Jeff, good afternoon. How you doing?
Good, guys. How are y'all? Y'all back after the week off?
Yeah, well, we worked in the afternoon. There are no days off for us here. We're like Bill Belichick, Jeff.
How y'all doing?
Doing very well. Alex Anthopoulos making Braves fans feel better as well, talking to Jeff Schultz yesterday from The Athletic. Optimistic that Mike Soroka, among others, could return to the mound by late August. Is that kind of a surprise to you?
You know, yes, it is. I will say, I think my number one thing would be, let's make sure we're in this thing come late August. And, you know, I think this team, between us, I love calling them. I love watching them. But there's got to be a sense of urgency, and they got to start playing some ball.
I mean, the way they're playing right now is listless, to say the least. And, you know, more good news coming from Alex Anthopoulos in that conversation with Jeff Schultz. He says that the club has space to add payroll at the deadline. You know, Almonte and guys like that are great stories, but you need, especially now with Ozuna, we don't think he's coming back, don't want to delve into that, but you need more help with this offense.
Yeah, well, I mean, I think we can all agree, look, no matter Ozuna's probably not coming back this year at all, you know, and when all that shakes out, we'll see what plays out when MLB goes through all their investigation. But so, yeah, you need a stick. You need someone to be able to fill that role. Almonte, you know, has gone on a nice little hot streak. But like I said, all those guys eventually you feel like are going to go back to the norm on what they're doing. And so, you know, between us, this team needs a shot in the arm. I don't know if that's, you know, making a trade, bringing up a young guy that, you know, can go out there and play every day. I don't know what that looks like. You know, they got the pulse of the organization, the pulse of the players, but to me, they need a shot in the arm to give some life into this team, because right now, you know, I really thought after that Dodgers series, okay, here we go. They go up to Philly, 9-5, and then you lose four in a row. And I just, you know, that good teams don't do that.
Jeff, I'm going to go a step further than I know what you mean by life. There has to be a palpable energy. There has to be something that translates and even onto the field. Here's the problem, though. You know, we did the numbers the other day. They have to go 60-39 the rest of the way to win 90 games. And I am of the belief that Steve Cohen's got a wallet, maybe two of them, to throw at something at the trade deadline. So I don't think they're going to get worse. I think he's going to look to add there. So to get to 90 wins, you have to do something that is so much better than what it is you've done for 60 games. That's not easily done by just getting a little life. They actually needed to play out on the field as well.
No, and you're right, Chris. And very few times, we always say, you know, you Bobby Cox, you say June 1st is when I look at the standings. And he said, that's where you start to realize what type of baseball team you have. And right now, you got a team at 30-33. You got a team 3 under .500. Do I think that's who they are? I don't. But every week, we keep talking about the same thing, and we're in the same position. And at some point, you have to put a run together. You know, to drop a five. I thought this was the road trip. I really did, that they were going to drop a 4-2, maybe even a 5-1, and really turn the corner. And now you come home and you got the Red Sox for these two. And although their pitching hasn't been great, and then you got the Cardinals for four. Cardinals are slumping like the Braves. So it's going to be interesting to see that four game series and kind of how that plays out.
When you have back to back gut punches like they did in that series in Philadelphia, you're supposed to be a professional, but how tough is that to overcome 2 days in a row?
Well, guys, the tough thing is, look, you get it. The bullpen blew the save, no doubt. But at the same time, those four games, if you go look at the offense, And I'll keep coming back to saying that Brian Snicker has said it all along. This team was built to score runs. They were built offensively. And for them, they haven't been able to do that. If you think that to the game Chris Martin blew, the last game in Philly, we scored our two runs in extra innings on pass balls. I mean, it wasn't like they were hits in the gap. So, you know, for me, this team has all the weapons. They have all the players in that locker room. It's just a matter of turning around and going the right way. And we're hoping we see that sooner than later.
Well, you're 17-17 at home, and that doesn't scream like a divisional winner either. So that has to get bumped. And I think the other thing, I think it was 3 1-run losses in a row. So your 1-run loss record, they're 8-11 right now. And that sort of flies in the face of what they've been for the last few years. So there's where you're trying to make up ground. You have to get back to, at a minimum, what you've been for the last few years, but you haven't really looked like that baseball team so far.
You're right, and you got to play better at home. Like you said, you can afford to go a couple games under 500 on the road. You know, it's tough sometimes, but look at the Mets. I think they're 17-6 at home, and that's how you do it. You take advantage of when you're at home, and this Braves team has always hit the ball well at home. You know, for me, guys, I look at game to game, and I think it's the little things that I don't see as much this year. That, you know, the base running, we've seen some errors, some boneheaded mental mistakes. That's things the last 2 to 3 years that we never really saw with this team. And for some reason, it's coming out this year.
Jeff, can I give you the crazy one? And you want to talk about being good enough to make up for problematic numbers. The Dodgers are 1-7 in extra innings and 8-13 in one-run games. And they're 14 games over 500. That's being good enough to make up for numbers that scream. That's basically the Braves. The Braves are 1-6 in extra innings, 8-13. They haven't been day over 500 yet. This team's 14 over. They have an ability to make up for what their problems are from a numbers point of view.
You're right. And you think about it. Think about Monday night in Philly. They faced Aaron Nola and the Braves won 9-5. That's what we were used to seeing last year. We were used to seeing numerous games like that where you didn't need the bullpen to be perfect. It wasn't a one-run lead. They had plenty of offense, and they kind of cruised to a win. We have not had too many of those wins this year. It feels like every win, for the most part, has been tough. They've had to grind it out to the end, and that's tough to consistently win like that. And as you said, when you have a team like the Dodgers, they've overcome that by winning games like that, like the 10-2, 10-4, and they've done that.
Jeff Rancourt with us on the Hobson & Hobson Newsmaker line. Tucker Davidson on the Hill tonight again. What's he doing that's making him so effective so far?
Well, I'll tell you this. One thing, he's keeping the ball down, and he's getting ahead with his fastball. That's the biggest thing to me. When he came up and we saw him last year and I heard a little bit, his fastball is more 91, 92. He's sitting 94 now, and he's working that fastball in and out and pitching off it, and I love it. And I think every year, you know, I was talking to our producer today about kind of the open tonight and what we're going to talk about. And I said, Tucker Davidson, man, he's been a huge bright spot. Ian Anderson was that young guy that stepped up last year. Guys, when you left spring training this year, Tucker Davidson would probably have been about 10th on my list to get a start this year. And now all of a sudden, he is a key part of that rotation. That's a great thing. It happens. So the idea that he can go out there tonight, I feel very confident in him throwing against this team. This is a good Red Sox offense. Like I said, their pitching's been scuffling lately, but we all know what they can do with the bat. So he's going to have to throw a good game tonight.
Is there a happy medium on substance that pitchers might want to use?
Yeah, I'll tell you what, it's so funny. I know it's become such a big discussion, and I guess I just haven't thought too much of it because I think some of the guys are right. Like, I don't – those guys want to use a little bit of bullfrog, a little bit of something to get a grip. I got no problem with that. I don't want a ball flying in my head at 97 miles per hour. I think what they really got to do is crack down on whatever some of these guys might be using that really is affecting the spin rate and getting – you know, on top of the ball. I mean, Josh Donaldson, you know, he called out Garrett Cole and Garrett Cole and struck him out twice. So, you know, okay, he might have a little something. The guy's still a heck of a pitcher. But it'll be interesting now because, you know, if they've found enough of this, guys, that they've done some of this and they've come out with the penalty, it's a matter of time before a couple guys are going to go down for this for 10 games. And it'll be interesting to see the appeals process and how this all plays out. It's kind of come quick. And now it's here, so it's going to be interesting to see what happens.
Can I come up with what I think might be a solution? I think baseball has worked the baseball's pregame the same way for decades. I think they have to work the baseball different. They have to hand a different baseball to these pitchers. Now, the baseball has changed over the years. They said they were going to deaden it this year. But I think the whole, you know, the Delaware mud, that's not good enough anymore. And I think what has to happen is I just think simply we're going to make the baseballs more grippable. We're going to put something on it. The baseball is going to sit in a bucket, and then we're going to give them to umpires, and you'll have a better baseball to throw, a grippable baseball to throw. Why not just do that? Then if I bust you, now you've overstepped a bound. We want it to be grippable. I agree with you. Nobody wants to get, you know, facing a guy on a mound that doesn't know where it's going. Why not just get the baseballs prepared better?
Well, I think that makes too much sense. I'm not sure either. You know, because it's like anything. People say, oh, we'll make the seam. You can't make the seams bigger. Those guys already move the ball enough. The last thing they need is bigger seams to make the ball cut and sink. So I agree. Get something that the league uses. They rub it up. I mean, I used to sit in the office down there and see Glenn Hubbard, you know, rub up, you know, 15 boxes of balls before a game. So get whatever everybody can send, have them do it. And like you said, I agree. Then if you get busted, it's kind of cheating.
Right. Right. We're going to give you a baseball that actually is conducive to everybody being happy. We're going to take it in our own hands. If you use something else, it's like the stupidity.
And we're not going to give you a 10-game suspension with pay. That's called a vacation, Jeff.
Yeah. Well, it's supposed to be the embarrassment.
It's isn't it?
Yeah, it's to ease them into this. We've got to ease guys into
God,
it.
Good Lord.
Which is hilarious.
You might see late in the season some of these teams, you know, that are out of it to pitch. I'm going to take this, go 10 days to the beach and get paid, and I'll be back.
Jeff, there's guys.
You might just bring the banana boat sunscreen out to the mound with them.
If you're pitching in Pittsburgh, you might have stuff all over you. Like, you might be dripping in it just to get your 10 days off.
End of August in September, they're going to be caking those balls up there.
All right, Jeff, listen.
Listen, you're in the building tonight. Make that suggestion.
Yeah.
Let's get a hold of somebody who's got some power.
Make it your own. Who cares? Domino doesn't care.
And I agree. And look, I want to see the same team that we saw the last 2 days versus the Dodgers. You got the Red Sox. That's the thing. This team was so good in years past. We've seen them play the good teams like this year, the Dodgers, and go out there and beat them. What this team has to do is done what they've played done in the past. When they've played teams that they're better in, the Braves always buried them. This year, I think the Marlins are, 2-5 against? That stuff's got to change.
Jeff, have a good call tonight. We'll talk to you next week.
Thanks, guys.
Spring is here and baseball is back.
You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.
Is there chaos in your closet?
Look, Blouse, you've got some nerve hanging there like that.
I can't help it. I'm jammed in here next to this suit.
Hey, I'm a three-piece, all right, which means I need a little more room.
You've got a lot of attitude for a linen suit.
I'm a polyester blend, sweetheart, and there needs to be room for men's clothes, too.
Hi, I'm Christina, and at Artisan Custom Closets, we help families organize and simplify their closets with customized storage solutions. See what's possible for your home at artisancustomclosets.com, and then call us for a free in-home consultation.